next movie.
The Grease Man.
Yeah, you ready?
Everybody knows this song. Let's sing the Miami version. We've heard the Zone 3 version a million times. Let's sing the Miami version.
Shake your torches, soy baby. Shake it, Jaime. Shake your torches, soy baby. Shake it like the Goyim do. Shake your torches, soy baby. Shake it like I shrapped it out. Shake it like I shrapped it out.
22 minutes before 7 here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. I guess I'm a little low-key. I guess I'm a little hung doggy. Well, it's my own fault. I spent too much time this weekend at the disco. I walked through the door in my skin-tight satin pants with my shirt over to the waist, revealing copious amounts of chest hair and numerous dangling medallions. It was there that I saw an Oriental girl. I walked up to her. I said, "Hey, darling, is it true that, it's sideways?" She said, "Oh, no, not sideways, honorable white man, not sideways." I said, "Okay, suit yourself." But later on, I saw her go up to the top flight and slide down the banister, and I heard a noise that sounded like this. Oh, my God. Michael Jackson! No! No! Don't pick up the soap!
Right now, 73 at Jacksonville's Big Ape.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Double whammy. Not only did I start it on the wrong speed, I got it on the wrong side of the record. I am nothing. I am poop. I am doo-doo. I am nothing. I am poop. I am poo-poo. Let me flatulate myself. I deserve it. This is difficult to do, but because I am that kind of guy, I'll do it.
Ah, God!
Okay, back to the hit.
Tra-la-la time.
Hey, buddy, put your lips in that thing.
20 minutes after 6 at the Big Ape. You ready to take a little trip? Are you packed? Yeah. Well, you don't need much. You don't need your deodorant because where we're going, it's okay to stink. And you don't need to bring any reading material because where we're going, the people are illiterate. Just bring suntan lotion and a Winchester.
That's right, good. We're headed to La Tierra del Muerte,
the most notorious of all the Mexican badlands, deep south of the border. Many years ago, when the only way to get around was by horse because the roads in Mexico were so underdeveloped, I walked into a little Mexican town named Imejagua, and I told the guy at the stable, I said, "I need to buy a horse." He said, "Gringo, the horses are very expensive." I said, "Well, I ain't got much money." He said, "Well, I have one bargain horse." I said, "What's wrong with him?" He said, "Nothing's wrong with him, Senor Gringo. The horse, he has no tail. He is deformed. The tail, she was cut off during an accident in the barn." I looked, and sure enough, the horse's tail was cut off, had no tail at all. I said, "How much?" He said, $30. I said, "Oh, you got it, buddy." I figured, what the hell? So the horse ain't got a tail, you know? So I climbed in the saddle, and I rode off, and he handled well. He was a spirited horse, a proud horse. And off I galloped into the Badlands. Well, I was living by hunting. And I saw an elk on the hills. So slowly I took out my Winchester. I laid it across the horse's saddle. I sighted in when suddenly, just as I was about to pull the trigger, the horse broke wind, viciously and brackishly. The elk ran. I missed my shot. I said, "Damn, talk about coincidence, you know?" Well, sure enough, after 6 hours of tracking, I found another elk. Slowly, I climbed off the horse. I got around inside the Winchester. I took careful aim, and wouldn't you know it, before I could pull the trigger, that horse broke wind again. And now it's starting to bug me. So I got back on that horse. I galloped back into the town of Imejagua, back to the stable master. I said, "Hey, you jipped me." He said, "What's the matter, Gringo?" I said, "The horse, there's something wrong with him. He breaks wind all the time." The stable master said, Gringo, there is nothing wrong with the horse. As you know, his tail was cut off. Breaking wind is the only way he has to keep the flies off his behind."
Oil Dipsy.
Oh, God. Blondie, the Big Ape.
Deborah Harry, every time I see that girl, every time I see her, I just want to grab my organ. Matter of fact, I think I will right now.
To go away.
Yeah, but it's like, the big ape here. This is Dempsey, a discriminating man. To say the least, I'll have another installment in my renowned series of Why I Hate Yankees. Coming up in just a few minutes, more brutality. From the $44,000 ape who is Barbra Streisand and Barry. The big ape. Olivia Newton-John. 10:40 in the morning here with Oil Dempsey. Don't forget now, Steve Gannon has what could be the most important question yet of the world's simplest trivia contest. Be right here this afternoon between 3 and 5:30. Remember, that $11,000 Dodge Diplomat has not yet been given away. So keep it right here at the Big Ape. Oh, God, that reminds me. That reminds me why I hate Yankees. Because of what they did to my great-great-great-uncle Jeb Dempsey, lieutenant of the Confederacy. He was captured near Richmond, taken to Teaneck, New Jersey, and thrown in a Yankee prison. He was tortured. He was starved. He was nearly frozen to death. Oh, to hell with Uncle Jeb. The old geezer, that's not really why I hate Yankees. I hate the way they gather around Mickey Mouse down at Disney World with those little Japanese cameras around their necks. I hate the way they wear Bermuda shorts in November because they're in Florida. I hate them for those damn Swedish station wagons they drive because they hate American craftsmanship. I hate those sandals they wear with socks underneath. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I hate Yankees! WAPE. This is Oil Dempsey here in the morning. I guess by now y'all have all heard about Jimmy Carter, yeah? The good prez says he's going to veto the Senate's anti-busing measure. Jimmy Carter, there's a man with his finger on the pulse of the American public. Must be trying for Fred Silverman's job at NBC. Yeah! He'd do a good job, wouldn't he? Yeah. Sister Sledge, it's a big ape. Big ape for Christopher Cross there, the $44,000 ape. It's 690 WAPE with Dempsey in the morning. It's 11:10 right now. Dempsey with the grease man. I bet he got my old bulldog finally trained.
Oh, you did? You finally trained him. What's his name again?
His name's Sport, buddy.
You finally trained old Sport.
He's a gooder, and I want to tell you, well...
He's an ugly-looking dude.
He is ugly. He is ugly. Just got him about 4 days ago. Well, you know, I learned how to train a dog up in South Georgia, you know. I know how to do that. Well, I got him, took him home there, gave him a nice supper and everything, snuggled him down real good in his little doggy bed, you know. And he whimpered a little bit for his mama, and I'd go over there and pet him on the head and everything. But I tell you something, buddy, when it comes to training them now, I'm the man to do it. I tell you what. Come home the other day, I think it was last Friday, walk in the damn door, and there's dog poop on the floor.
Big old steaming pile.
So I get down and rub old Sport's nose in it and then toss him out the damn window, you know. I live on the first story.
Yeah.
Didn't do him no harm, but it to teach him a lesson.
Rub his nose in it and threw him out the window.
That's right. Well, I went hunting the next day, come home at night, and there, Saturday night, is a big pile of dog doo.
Again.
He ain't learned. So I doubly rubbed his nose in it, buddy.
Yeah?
I mean, I triply rubbed his nose in it and brutally tossed him out the window. All right. Hang out. Go out there Sunday there to have a little picnic with Lily Bell. Come in that night. Dude, he learned his lesson, buddy.
Really?
Got him trained. Trained.
Well, I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Yep.
No dog poop.
No, there was dog poop. But he'd already rubbed his nose in it and jumped out the window.
Little Congo Rock Boogie for you there. The Big Ape, where Steve Gannon has what could be the most important question yet in the world's simplest trivia contest. Be at 690 WAPE this afternoon between 3 and 5:30. Remember that $11,000 Dodge Diplomat has not been given away. Calm yourself now. I know you're all keyed up. That's a joke, get it? You see it.
You left this
Big Ape, the $44,000 main mother of the Sanford Townsend Band, a John Leader. It's lunchtime, 12:23, reminding you, if you're a gal 5'10 or a guy 6'2 or taller, you are a tall glass of water. Well, you're also invited to attend the first party of the Tall Club of Jacksonville, a nonprofit organization for the betterment of tall people and to provide a social environment for tall people to meet, preferably on the top of the Independent Life Building. However, if you'd like more information, call 733-8533.
And flip on over to our new TV timetables.
Cloudy and cold. Can you believe this? With occasional rain this afternoon and tonight. Partly cloudy and cool tomorrow. Today's high 58, tonight's low 40. Tomorrow's high near 60. Cloudy and 53 now at Jacksonville's Big Ape. You smell like you just heard from Taco Bell. Whoa! It's going to be cloudy and cold with occasional rain this afternoon and tonight. Partly cloudy and cool again Friday. Today's high 58, tonight's low 40. Tomorrow's high near 60. Cloudy skies. Not a bad looking fall day at all. It's about time. It's 53 at Jacksonville's Big Ape. The Big Ape's already given away. Two cars, a 4x4 pickup, and a maxi moped. But the best is yet to come. Sometime before the weekend, you could ride or drive away in an $11,000 Dodge Diplomat. Keep it on 690 WAP. Living Better Electrically, ELO. The Big Ape with ELO. Obviously a front for the JEA. I'm not quite sure. It's 12:51 with John Leader. Coming up next, Renee Richards is going to sing The Great Pretender.
This is your chance to 5303 Beach Boulevard.
Yeah, you're right. I lied. I was going to have that song for you. However, unfortunately, the song has not come out yet. Out of the closet, that is. The Big Ape, the Eagles, from the live album. Taking it easy. The only way you can get it. Big Ape, Talk Like It Is. That's Ann Wilson with the Hearts. This is Steve Gannon at 3:46, and a very important question coming up in the world's simplest trivia contest. Keep it here on the new 6 Oh, excuse me. Hello there, Big Ape. What? Hello. Hey, who is it?
Hey, Steve.
This is Grandpa Gannon. Sounds like Grandpa Gannon.
Yeah, it's Grandpa Gannon. How you doing today?
Well, I'm fine, but you sound awful.
Well,
what is your problem, Grandpa?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm participating in the smoking today.
Smoking? No,
and,
Grandpa.
I've already smoked 7 cartons,
no,
and I...
No, Grandpa. Smoke out.
I thought I'd...
Smoke out. Smoke out. You're supposed to quit today. Supposed to quit. Today is a smoke out, not smoke in. You're supposed to quit. Supposed to quit today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go throw these out.
Throw them out. Yeah. Get rid of those nasty things. Change your evil ways there, Grandpa. The Big Ape, Carlos Santana. We did a little research, found out what happened to old Carlos. Well, we found out he's in Tijuana. Yeah, we found out he's saying, "Want to see the donkeys?" Yeah, the Big Ape, you're my lady and you're under arrest. Kenny Rogers, this is Steve Gannon. It's 3:53. We got the big question coming up in just a few minutes on the new 690.
All right, some mark
now showing at the Town and Country Cedar Hills, the Northside Twin, and the Orange Park Five.
Orange. The Big Ape presents the best of the Grease Man 4 times every hour from 6 until noon, Saturday mornings on 690 WAPE. This is Air Supply. Where Kenny Horn got a Dodge 4x4 pickup from Hoyle Dempsey. Jerry Duez won a Chrysler Cordova from the Grease Man. Gloria Thompson got a LeBaron from John Leader. Oh, maybe my turn's coming up, huh? Big Ape going to be a heartache tonight. Be a little heartburn. Eagles and Steve Gannon at 4:15 at the new 690. We're going to check in with Robbie Rose in just a few minutes and get the latest on the traffic. And it won't be long. We'll have the next question in the world's simplest trivia contest. Hoyle Dempsey, would you go get the question for me?
Benny, I'm on my way.
Go get it right now. And
you got it.
Kenny Rogers, sponsored by the U.S. Navy.
And you can ask Robbie Rose. He knows all about it.
That's right, buddy. I was an anchor clanker from way back.
An anchor clanker.
That's right. 3 years.
Squid.
Squid. That's what they called us in the Navy.
Yes, they did.
Anchor clanker, squid.
Mm-hmm.
Grease man called them seafood.
Seafood?
Oh, come on. Anyway,
so did Lester.
That's right. That's right. You got it.